Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Who's back? Hello. Oh. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
You know what? The original pain is gone, but now my voice is messed up. I don't know what the hell. I sound like the guy from Green Acres. How you doing?
Mr. Haney?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you?
Wow, you're here for 15 seconds and we got a flubble.
Oh, no. Trust me, I'm feeling your reel this morning.
What is wrong with your voice? You sound like you're AJ but 90.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's old man AJ.
It feels like towards the bottom left of my throat is clogged.
It's just one tube. There's not a left and a right.
Well, whatever, okay?
Hold on. I got to do it.
I don't do anatomy, okay?
You're taking off your jacket already.
You know what's funny?
Jack it off.
It's just being you is what's funny.
Thank you.
We don't even need you to tell jokes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just say, how you doing, AJ? And that's all we needed. That's all that happened here.
Last night was a friggin' disaster. I go to bed at 8:30 to go to sleep.
You know what? Tell me when you have a good night. That'll be news.
No, but this one was interesting. I go to bed at 8:30. Also, I'm like, oh, I have to pee. So I get to go pee. I pinch something in my back. Now, all of a sudden, I get shooting pains through my arms, my legs, everything. I didn't sleep and 1 minute last night. I've been up all goddamn night.
You had shooting pains in your arms and your legs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I have not been to sleep yet. I got here at 1:30 in the freaking morning and just did everything. Huh. How are you doing? Good?
Well, welcome back.
We have to get this brain transplant surgery going. Get your brain into a healthy body.
I need something warm down my throat here.
Oh, my God. Is that a sound clip? Oh, my God. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Does anybody know how to get rid of this?
Get rid of what?
This sound.
It's your voice.
I sound like, you know, like Crystal Walken now. I'm trying to talk. And I'm like this now.
We already have the show promo. Okay.
Morning.
Well, I'm Chess. That's AJ.
Good morning.
Ashley's over there.
Hello.
And Phil's taking your call.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
Top 10.
All right, today it's Beef Man. Hey, Beef.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, AJ.
Thank you.
You're
going to be this way all morning?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. How do you get rid of this?
Were you screaming?
No.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's coming back from a concert.
I wish it did.
Are you dehydrated? Have you been drinking water?
Yes.
There's got to be a logical explanation.
I was more than a plant.
So he's in another studio. So when we talk about what sound clips we're going to play, we talk over the phone now just to be extra careful.
Right.
And I was wondering, why can't I hear you? We have a bad phone connection.
Just
his
voice.
It's not the phone. It's your voice.
It's me.
All right, Beef Man, what's the top 10?
Okay, and as a tribute to AJ's Affliction, we have the top 10 rock songs with the word ball or balls in the title.
That's my mind tomorrow, you moron.
Moron? That was a nice AJ.
I'm sorry. My buddy moron. I was
gonna do it today. As you should be.
I was going to do it tomorrow. Okay.
I thought it was a good apropos list.
Right.
My stomach hurts already.
I know.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it tomorrow, you probably should have told us not to do it. Like
I mentioned it last week when I came back.
When?
Last week when I was talking about on the phone. I'll find the list, am I?
All right. Okay. We're good.
Well, this damn thing go away.
We're not going to get to the list anyway, so don't
worry. No, you're right.
Hey, did it work? Did it work? No.
I picture this has been AJ's first 3 hours awake. Did it work? No. How about no? No.
So, I feel like we can just go home.
Good morning.
Shut up.
You know how people come back from work? They've been out for a week. They have a million things to do, mm-hmm. right? Like most people, right?
Yeah.
I walk by the studio window. I look through and I see what he has on the screen. He has a video of himself that he posted this morning, and he's watching it.
I was hitting thank you. People were nice.
That's right.
I sent him a text. Enjoying yourself? Question
well,
mark.
Well, because
isn't there work to do?
Yeah, because I did all my work at that point already. I was here since 1:30.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There are over 30 comments on that video already.
I don't slack until after I'm done with my stuff.
Oh, all right.
All right.
He shared it at 2:23 a.m.
Wow. All right. So it's the top 10 songs with nut or nuts in a ball or balls?
Ball
nut
or, balls.
Or nuts? Ball or balls?
Ball.
All right. Emma in Wallingford.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back, AJ.
Thank you.
Yes, and we reset the death pool, by the way, in, to 6:20.
We did?
We will.
Who died?
Somebody died.
Yep.
I'm not happy about it, but we'll get to that. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go AC/DC, Big Balls.
Number one.
Oh my God!
Now you're getting
gotta
it.
Happen, right?
Now you're getting it.
Maybe it's spring and allergies and phlegmy. Maybe something to do with that.
Spring and phlegmy. Thank you, Dr. S. We're resetting the death poll. Nick in North Haven won. Congratulations!
Hey.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I just handed Ashley my 25. As did AJ.
Yep.
Well, I'll get it to you eventually.
You have your money coming.
No rush, guys.
Don't tell her that.
I just don't feel like she's a celebrity. She's a famous author. Does that make you a celebrity?
Doesn't fame automatically make you a celebrity?
Fame. I want to live forever.
She didn't. She did not.
She got close.
104th. Pretty damn good.
That's true.
Yeah, she didn't quite make forever.
Chaz, I think you said that. It was near her birthday, so she might die. And you were spot on.
Yep. Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, it was a surprise party that did it.
Why do people always die on their birthday?
Well, they don't always, but they typically die. There was a study out that most people die on or around their birthday.
You bought them any candles? See what happens to you.
All right. So, what's your new pick, Nick?
Picnic.
Please tell me you know Norman Lloyd.
Who?
Who?
Norman Lloyd.
Oh, Jesus.
Who?
What's a Norman Lloyd?
Right. Did you hear the response to that? Who?
I didn't know who Henry Kissinger was.
Who?
Is that a shipping company?
Who?
Law firm.
Who?
Norman Lloyd.
Who is it, Nick? Tell me.
He's been in Trainwreck, Dead Poets Society.
As what?
Over 50 movies.
Oh, man. No, Nick, you got to go.
He's 106.
Nick, you're going to be expelled. You can't pick these people. No. All right, so the author, fine. I'm the only one on the show who hasn't heard of her. I still don't think she's a celebrity.
Right, but this one.
Yeah, this one, come on. Now we're going to pick, what did you Google? Celebrities near death?
Probably.
Google celebrities near death.
Okay.
This guy, Norman Lloyd, actor, producer, director, career in entertainment spanning nearly a century. It says that he worked in every major facet of the industry, theater, radio,
stage,
television.
Screen, radio, yep.
106.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll bet you his name is the first name to come up when you Google, celebrity death pool. Or
celebrities close.
Almost dead.
There's a whole website called deathlist.net.
Yeah.
Oh.
Number one on the list is Prince Philip.
Jesus.
Number two is someone that has not been mentioned yet on the air, but is on hold.
All right.
Yeah, a couple of these people we're going to hear.
All right. All right, Nick, we'll give it to you. I just think it's rotten.
Awesome.
These are not people who anyone cares about.
Rotten.
Except for their family, of course.
I don't see Norman Lloyd on this list of 50 names.
Because... I don't want to say he doesn't matter. Of course he matters.
Yeah, he's somebody.
He's down there on the list.
Yeah.
He's down there.
Ha!
Norman Lloyd.
So we have a couple of additions to the death pool, and then we're going to do this AJ parody song. right? So the people who called in, let's just run through the names so it's all fair and legit here.
Okay. Nick Northaven, we heard. Norman Lloyd, that's counted. Bob Dole, Emmett and Wallingford. Sergeant Manchester was holding for Mel Brooks. Anthony in the dump truck for Jimmy Carter. Charles in college is going to stick with Joe Biden.
Now, just for the record, he was going to pick whoever won the election. He did. He just felt like whoever won before the election would not make it full term.
Right.
Joe the Barber, Ed Asner, and Beefman, Betty White.
Betty White. Okay.
Love Betty.
All right. And then I picked Bob Barker.
Yep.
I have Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger.
Sidney Poitier for me.
Tony Bennett.
And then Jennifer picked Prince Philip, and she is going to pay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So that'll be another way to play.
Nice. There.
You get an early pick if you want to pay in.
Nice.
Oh.
All right. So there you go. All right. Good.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Let's talk to Tick Tester Ivan, who was on the show last week. He wanted to correct a couple of mistakes that I made when talking about ticks and how to remove them. And there's an explosion this year. So important information for your kids and your pets. Hey, Ivan.
Hello.
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 Yeah, with ticks, you mentioned putting Vaseline or burning it, and that's not the greatest idea. You want to get some tweezers and grab it by the biting end and pull that right out.
But the biting end is sunk into whatever it's the host, right?
Yes. It's usually pretty deep, and it actually does secrete its own glue, so it'll be in there. But
ew.
It's also really well attached to the tick, so it won't break off very easily.
Jeez.
Buy Gorilla Tape.
kind of the thing you want to remember is that the ticks aren't like a water balloon that's just filling up with blood. They're a filter, so they pull in the blood. And then they take all the nutritious elements and they take all the water out, turn it into saliva, and inject it right back into you.
Ew.
You want to get them off as quickly as possible.
It tick made me sick.
Wait, so it takes the blood and puts, it's a...
At least backwashing.
I could have tick saliva in me?
Yes, the saliva is a very important part of the tick feeding process.
Ew.
And then this is how you get Lyme disease, because it's injecting that saliva into you?
Yes, all of the various bacteria, viruses, and protozoans that ticks transmit are in the saliva.
You put the lime in the tick, you suck.
And it's not exactly like human saliva. Ticks are an arachnid, so it's more closely similar to spider venom. I mean, ticks are basically, they're an arachnid, too. They're like a giant mite. So it's more like venom than it is spit.
Great. That's great.
Wow. There's a lot going on in that little tiny thing.
Seriously, man. Blowtorch.
It's a little factory.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. If you cut one open, which I've done a lot, on the inside you see the guts, the salivary glands, and the eggs, and that's about it.
Wow. What kind of microscope do you have to use to see all that?
Seriously.
It's called a dissecting scope. It's not. It's like a low-power microscope. It's not uncommon.
Wow. And what do you use to cut open a tick?
Extremely tiny scissors.
Wow. I think it's butter knife.
Amazing. This is what you do for a living.
Yes.
And do you...
I got a PhD in it over the course of like 6 years.
Nice.
That's amazing.
It's a long time.
It is.
Yeah. Do you work in a lab that the state sends you these ticks to test for Lyme disease?
I do work in a lab, although I didn't talk to my company's PR, so I'm not actually allowed to say where, but I do this sort of work.
Okay. And there have been different types of Lyme disease, right?
Yes. Right. There's several species throughout the world.
So there was talk that the tick had to be attached to you for 24 hours to infect you with Lyme disease, but that has changed, right?
We know more about it now in that ticks are a lot more variable. We know it's a maximum period of around 48 hours, but because usually the bacteria live inside the tick's gut where they're pretty safe. When the tick bites somebody, the bacteria realize that the tick is feeding. They change their structure, move out of the midgut, and migrate to the salivary glands. But in some ticks, they've already done that, so it can be a lot quicker.
Ugh.
Wow. Where do ticks like to hang out?
TikTok.
A little bit dependent on the species, but usually, like, people usually think big grassy fields, but that's not usually the case. It's usually underneath trees in the forest, especially in undergrowth.
Uh-huh. Right. They don't like the sun, right?
Yeah. Ticks are very sensitive to heat and dryness. So they don't like warmth very much. It needs to be warm enough to power them, but not so warm that it dries them out.
So this rain we just got, this is not going to help.
It'll slow them down for a couple days, but it won't kill them.
Right.
Little galoshes.
So if your dog is running out in your garage.
Little raincoats.
Hold on, I have to stop here for a second. Go ahead. Is that a tick? And
little galoshes.
Yeah. He's doing little tiny puddle jumps.
That was magnified 15,000 times.
I bet you there was.
They are very water resistant. It's almost impossible to drown a tick.
Also,
like when we raise them, we actually have to bathe them periodically, and we just dunk them in water and let them swim around a bit.
Hey, Worski, I know that.
Wow, this is incredible, the work you do. I'm guessing there was no one like AJ in your class.
Right.
AJ's making sound effects as you say that.
Because they're water skiing.
I'm not interested in learning anything.
All I need to know, I know already.
What do you
life
know?
For?
What do I know? Very little.
Okay. Tick bite, bad.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Only we cut ticks with our teeth.
Okay, so if your pet or kid's playing out in the yard and it's not shaded, it's pretty well lit, they should be okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't guarantee it. Ticks do move pretty quick depending on the species, so they can be other places. Anytime you're outside, anytime you're outside during tick season, there's a chance that you'll be exposed.
A quick tick?
Wait, now if a tick is out in the shade and it sees or hears, you know, whatever, like someone's playing out in the grass, it'll move out into the sun to get that person? Does it?
It's hard to say. I've never actually tested it, but there are ticks that will track people and will hunt them down.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's the new, the Lone Star tick tends to do that a lot. They're very aggressive and they like to chase things.
That's a Texans one, right?
Yeah.
Those are the ones with little cowboy boots. Yeah.
Well, they used to be isolated in Texas. They're now moving up the coast. So I've seen reports that they're now very common in Long Island.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
How did they get the Long Island?
And that's the one where if you get bit by it, it can potentially make you allergic to meat.
They take the
what?
LA.
Jesus.
They take the LA.
That's horrendous.
I heard about that one. I wasn't worried about it because I didn't think it was around here. Long Island?
Yeah.
Do we have
there
any?
There also is a population in Connecticut, so we expect to see them showing up in Connecticut soon.
Fantastic.
How is that possible?
Are you kidding me? What? Is there an antidote?
Yeah. No, probably.
It's called Don't Get Bit.
Probably not.
Wow.
It's called Alpha-Gal Syndrome. We don't know a lot about it because it's relatively rare, but it does happen to a lot of people.
Wow.
It's sort of like a shellfish allergy, but to red meat. So any pork or beef products.
So what, your air passage closes?
Yes. Usually it's weird because it's more delayed than a shellfish allergy. So it would be you eat a burger and then you go to bed. And quite often people will wake up in the middle of the night covered in hives and having an airway issue, and then you need to go to the hospital that happens.
Wow.
Not to scare anyone or cause a panic,
no,
but if you get symptoms like that, I'm not a medical doctor, but if you get symptoms like that, it's probably a good idea to get to the emergency room. If your airway is closing up.
Out of salad.
Holy crap.
So I can't actually give you real medical advice, but don't be surprised if that ever happens.
Wow. Yeah. Now, if a tick attaches itself to your family pet or your child and it goes unnoticed, comes in the house, right, and then it fills up, will it drop off and then find another host in the house? Like if your dog gets one, jumps up on the bed, is it possible that that tick will end up on you?
If the tick hasn't bit the dog yet, then yes. If the tick has bit, then probably not. Ticks only feed 3 times in their life, so once it's fed, and it'll stay feeding until it falls off. And then it has to wait to molt before it eats again, as long as it's not in the last stage. But if the tick is not attached and just crawling, then yes, it can potentially bite a person.
Does it go back to its like little teeny self after it's all engorged?
Right.
Then get engorged again?
When ticks start out, they start out very small as a larva. They eat and then they molt and they get about five times the size to a nymph. Then that nymph feeds, it fills up, and then it gets about five times its size to an adult.
I knew a nymph.
And then the adult feeds, lays thousands and thousands of eggs and dies.
Thousands and thousands.
Great. Wow.
Do they all live, or is it like a 7% survival?
That's a good question.
It's usually a low survival percent because it's hard to get through all those life stages, but they're it's impressive to see them laying eggs. Because they lay a massive egg as big as they are.
Gross.
Oh,
scary.
What?
It's like a monster movie.
Right? Like Egg Slide.
Wow. That would be the next horror movie, just giant ticks.
Right.
Right?
Anybody like else itchy?
Yes!
I'm going to take a quick call. I didn't think we'd get questions for you, but we have one. Mary in East Hartford.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm sorry if I already missed this, but question, how come dogs can get vaccinated against Lyme disease, but people can't?
Oh, that is an interesting question, and it's a little bit complicated. There did used to be a human vaccine against Lyme disease, but it's not available anymore.
Why?
So, well, it's a complicated story, but pretty much they made this vaccine. It was called Limerix. It was available in the late 90s. It was alleged to have side effects. And a group brought it to court, which they didn't necessarily prove that it had side effects. We're not going to say here or there because we don't know that. And the company making it just said, well, we can only sell this in a couple states anyway, and it's not selling well, so we're just not going to make it anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy. You think someone would have figured that out?
Yep.
Right. All right. Mary.
Well, they are working. There are many groups throughout the world working on new Lyme disease vaccines. It's just very difficult. Like getting a vaccine manufactured and licensed is a very expensive and time-consuming process.
Yeah, unless it's a 100-year pandemic, and then it just we'll have one in a year.
Express, yes.
Exactly, yes.
Ivan, boy, I learned more about ticks in 10 minutes than I have my whole life.
You're good, you.
Thank you, Ivan. Killer Karaoke. Intern Ben, what's up first?
How's it going, guys? AJ, it's good to see you back.
Thank you, sir.
So this first woman's confidence is commendable, but she still proves that karaoke machines at weddings are a big no-no.
That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye.
Yeah, it sounds like if you're not looking at the video, it sounds like someone just dumped her in the parking lot.
Right.
She's been drinking all day. Right. Someone dumped her in the parking lot, and then she came in and said, I want to sing a song.
Or the parking lot's really icy.
Let me back in.
Don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Here we go. I love how she laughs in the middle because right. She could hear it.
She knew right then, like, yeah, that was the easy part.
That's me.
I'm in trouble.
That made that noise. That was me.
We'll always love you. We'll always love you.
That part got better.
Oh. Never mind.
You shouldn't have said that.
Never mind.
She heard you.
Someone was running to take the microphone away, and she's like, woo-hoo! It's mine!
That was AJ getting an exam last week.
That lube was cold.
Did they have to touch it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they touched it a lot.
Oh, right there.
That was the ultrasound. That lube is cold.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I wonder if this person's a good person, you know, she's being a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, I got this karaoke machine at my wedding and no one's singing. I'll sing for you.
I'll be so bad. The bar will be so low. Everyone will think they can do it better.
Right? I will go up and sing.
All right, notes.
The dance floor.
She has an accent.
What'd she say?
On the dance floor.
You and me on the dance floor.
Is she Swedish?
I don't know.
British?
Come on, Julie. You and me on the dance floor. On the dance dance floor.
On the dance floor.
It's on the dance floor.
Bring karaoke machine to a wedding. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the bride left.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I am out of here.
They took off.
So, no, this was not a favor. This was, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Get rid of mine.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yes, it is.
You'll park yourself before I went in the bedroom with a hairbrush.
Is she being thrown out now?
I don't know.
You're practicing in the pool by yourself with a hairbrush?
Yep.
Is that what I heard?
I'm not sure.
I've gotten that before.
In the bedroom with a hairbrush.
In the bedroom?
No, in the whirlpool.
It's a whirlpool.
He clearly says whirlpool.
No.
No.
Yes.
In the washing machine?
You have to factor in the accent. I know, Ashley, you can't process accents correctly, but you have to factor in.
Bill, whirlpool is a whirlpool.
All right, let's hear it again.
You'll
park
yourself before I went in the bedroom with a hairbrush.
In the whirlpool?
In the bedroom with a hairbrush.
In the whirlpool with a hairbrush.
Is he saying you should be practicing somewhere, like, not at a wedding?
What I hear, and I could be wrong, is you've practiced before, haven't you, in the bedroom with a hairbrush?
Oh.
That's a zinger.
Whirlpool.
You'll park yourself before I went in the bedroom with a hairbrush.
She's like, yep.
The big moment's coming.
I wish you joy and happiness.
She gets an A-plus on commitment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I need to spin.
Did someone shoot at her?
Oh my god. Someone throw cake at her.
Somebody take the microphone away.
Pull the plug.
Oh no.
She's swallowing the microphone.
You know, can you go back to that big moment?
Yeah.
How do you turn it off?
Ah,
all right, here we go.
That's great. You know what this sounds like? If you put the sound of a roller coaster, it sounds like... Roller coaster karaoke. Wouldn't that be a great idea?
That's a great
yes!
idea.
Oh, my God.
Yes! Yep.
Let's do it.
We got to do it. Roller coaster
karaoke. Rock stars.
Right. Yeah.
I love it.
AJ?
I love it.
Roller coaster karaoke. We all have to go on and we all have to sing a song. Probably the same song so we could judge it equally.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
They have
yes.
a song called I Want to Die.
But you have to be blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
No!
So you can't see a quarter coming.
You have no idea.
Oh. All right. Done. Why would a guy tell another guy to beat up his sister?
Because he can't.
Gianni Russo's on. Mondays with Gianni. Why Francis Ford Coppola told Gianni to beat his sister? What happened?
It's amazing. You know, it's probably one of the most memorable scenes in The Godfather. But that being my first film, and I couldn't even understand. I mean, I read it, but not realizing, you know, the physical act to do it. And the funniest thing was that we rehearsed the scene. It started in the bathroom, and then she ran out of the bathroom, started breaking all the dishes in the dining room. So I go into the dining room.
This is the scene in the movie where Francis Ford Coppola's sister, his real life sister, is your
Taya
wife.
Shire. And because she's married to David Shire, she don't have a Coppola last name. But the funniest thing is that behind the camera, watching the whole scene being done, is her mother and father. Besides, I know Carmine Coppola for years
wow.
as a musician in New York. So here's the whole family, and the stuntman was with us in the dressing room talking about certain things, and she had a short sleeve dress on, and I'm supposed to give her this beating. So we start the scene, and she starts breaking the dishes, and Francis yells, "Cut." And he says, "It's not working, Johnny." I said, what do you mean? He says, "You got to beat her up." I said, "What are you talking about?"
But there's fake punches, right, and stuff?
Yeah, what did he say?
There's fake punches, like Hollywood punches. They're not really connecting.
Like pantomime.
Well, they're not punches. Remember, I'm whipping her with a strap. That's how it started. I took off my strap.
I forgot about all this.
Whoops.
Can you pull up the scene, Phil, please?
Yes, I don't know how much we can play on the air.
Oh.
Is there swearing in there, Gianni? Were you swearing?
No.
She was.
There's no swearing at all.
Okay.
Well, you got the scene?
We're going to pull it.
We're looking.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, but the interesting thing, so now I said, listen, well, the biggest problem I have, which I don't even like talking about, my father used to abuse my mother as a kid.
Sorry.
So, to me, it was like something that in real life I have to do. Because I listened to my mother in the other room screaming when he would give her a beating.
God.
Yeah. So with that said, I said, okay, put her a cardigan sweater on, pad her up so I could whip her. And she had this big fake pregnant belly on. But still, in my image, I'm
beating up a pregnant woman.
Which makes it even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And her mother and father are watching with her brother directing it. I mean, it was like insane. So I really dug deep, and I gave her a beat and forget about it. I mean, if you remember the scene that when she called her mother, and mother answered the phone, and she's screaming, and Sonny takes the phone out of her hand, and they cut to Connie, her whole face was all black and blue. Well, in the scenes that the audience saw in the movie, we never showed how that happened. Now, March 15, 2022, all those scenes are in the new cut, which I can't wait to see. It's our 50th anniversary.
Cool.
Because after beating her and whipping her, as you see, she runs into the bathroom in our bedroom. Then I kick in the door. And as I'm kicking in the door, I don't even know how I remember these lines, 49 years later. Now I'm really going to kill you. I go in
Phil
there.
Phil found it, and I just bought the movie for $16. Damn it.
Oh, no.
It's not like I'll never watch it again.
Exactly.
So it's well spent.
It is one of those historic cuts, though, where he kicks in the door. It cuts to Sonny. He sees her face, and he bites his fist like, I'm going to kill that guy. I can't say what I want to say right now in front of my sister.
Right.
And he leaves. And then there's the scene where Sonny beats the crap out of him in the street.
Right.
Right. But this is
him being Gianni.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the guy we're talking to.
Yeah.
Right.
Not a beating.
Right. So she was smashing all the plates and dishes, and then he starts whipping the crap out of her with his belt.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. Then when I chase her into.
Hold on one second, Gianni. We're playing it now. Oh, my God, I forgot how disturbing this scene is.
It goes on. There's another, like, full minute of this.
Oh, yeah, wait, another clip, yeah.
Ah,
I'm good.
Ah, I got chills. What are you yelling? Clean it up?
Yeah, clean it up.
She ruined the dinner, right?
The dishes.
Right. She was, like,
breaking all the china.
Yeah, fully pregnant and so pissed. She just starts walking around breaking everything, dumping, tipping over the table.
No, but that was his fault, because didn't he ask for dinner? He said he was hungry,
no,
so she prepared the dinner.
What happened was, to set it up for the listening audience, I'm working now for Barzini, because they won't give me anything than a bookmaking thing. Barzini, the rival family, takes me under his wing, and they want me to set up Sonny. So the only reason I can set up Sonny is to start beating up his sister, and then the next time I do it, we get him to the toll booths.
Oh.
That's when this scene comes.
But this was already happening, so you were already, at this point in the movie, working for the other family? I thought in between this beating and the other one was
Well, that's
when...
what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I was doing it for the Barzini family. But see, my girlfriend, I had my girlfriend call my house, which nobody's going to do that.
Okay.
I gave my girlfriend the phone number to aggravate.
That's what started
it. Right.
This
is a chess play. So this is on purpose to get Sonny pissed to come and retaliate on purpose.
Knowing
so that
they have
to
go through the toll booth
to retaliate.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So it was but to do this and then, you know, and you know, we had to do it like 15, 20 times. It was like insane. We had two apartments upstairs and downstairs on the west side in New York, the Upper West Side. So they had two. While we were cleaning one, you know, they're dressing the other one because we didn't have time to, you know, to wait and do it all. So they had two apartments going identical. But it was a crazy, crazy day. But when I kick in the door in the bathroom, which no one has seen that scene yet, because as I think AJ pointed out, that's when they cut to Sonny on the phone with his sister, and you see her forehead and all that is black and blue. But when I get her in the bathroom, I grab her by the hair, and I'm banging her head on the sink.
Oh, oh my God.
Right. Which really,
How do you think that?
In 72, said you cannot show that. Now they show everything gory there is possible, but in 72, to beat up a pregnant woman was a stretch. And then, you know, to be banging a head against the sink, they said, you got to cut that out.
Oh.
So now we're going to see it. And and for your audience, which I think is really funny, they come to my trailer that morning on the street, and they said, they bang on the door, and they said, makeup is here. I said, I already had hair and makeup. They said, no, Sonny, Francis wants to find you in the shower, so we have to do body makeup on you. I understand, I'm 26 years of age. I got two
girls. What do you mean, like, Francis wants to find you in the shower, like, on off time, or like, for
No. When she comes in, she pulls a shower curtain open. I'm taking a shower. And she said, your girlfriend just called. She said she can't meet you tonight. I said, hey, I have no girlfriend, all that bullshit. I pulled the car. We're fighting with the shower curtain.
Oh.
But I have these two girls, and I'm 26 years old, putting body makeup on me. I've never been an actor.
Oh, boy.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
Right.
Johnny, do you know who Alice Cooper is?
Of course. Yeah, how could you not?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Did you ever meet him?
Yeah, I met him when I used to go to Studio 54 on Sunday nights when they had the private party. You had to be invitation only. So I met him there a couple of times, actually.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's cool. Johnny Russo, Godfather actor, mob associate, and all-around good guy. He's got a great book out and a great podcast. We're linked up on the radio station website. We're talking about the scene in The Godfather where Gianni gets his ass handed to him by Sonny. And here's that fight scene. What, you're wearing this orange, like, weirdo suit. Did you pick that, or did they say?
No, wardrobe did. You know, it's funny you're saying that, because I my new clothing line launches April 1st, La Cosa Mia by Gianni.
Cool.
And I've gotten so many comments about that suit. I had it made. You could buy that suit now from me starting August 1st.
How much?
April 1st. I don't really, I think it's $159.
I got to get it from my dad.
And I think it's going to be one of the hottest Halloween costumes this year.
Right. My dad will wear that to court.
As long as they pay for it, man, who cares?
Oh, God, that just, I want funny. One.
That's awesome.
It looks like a popsicle.
And I have an assortment of white beater T-shirts that
really?
Go with it.
Cool.
All right, so here's the... What
it's pretty heavy, brand new ball game again. Help the stuff take an actual hour, right?
Last of the night.
We lost enough money last week on the game.
And here comes Sonny. Kids are playing in the street, the fire hydrant thing. He just threw a club at you. Was that the thing that wasn't planned?
That's the club that was. He got that. It was a billy stick from a Nike, from a police officer. They cut it in half. He thought of that in during the night, because that was not in our rehearsal the day before.
Surprise.
We choreographed that all day. There were 17 camera setups. Again, not being an actor, I didn't realize you had to get off, hit a step here. It was all for the focus to the camera. So there's so many points that I had to hit running from across the street and then getting thrown over that railing.
Yeah, he threw you right over. You landed on a garbage can. Not the plastic, the metal ones.
Not the silver.
Yeah, the real metal.
There it is. Nice punch in your punch. Miss. That misses. That's a big miss.
Yeah.
That's a big miss. And we had it. We had a camera on top of us, on the top of the building, shooting down, two on each side. We had it every angle. And I'm wondering, why did this lady, a woman, cut that film, which was amazing. She was one of the best editors in the world. But how did she miss
it.
That?
Yeah.
She sneezed.
Because I reacted to it. I mean, I think I did a brilliant job getting reacting to a phony punch.
Yeah. No, you
the
look
best,
like you're
the best.
I mean, it's just that punch. You know, when you're watching a movie, though, you just when people fight, the punches miss. It's just that you reacted to it, but you didn't know it was going
to
miss.
Yeah. If I didn't react it, then it would mean it would be like you said, people throw a punch and miss. Yeah. But that's where he got even with me, because when we did the choreographing of it, you know, I was padded up, and he was hitting me, but he was basically, you know, mocking even the hitting. As soon as he touched me, he would stop. But he was driving it home, and they were steel garbage bail covers.
Yeah.
Ow.
So he chipped my elbow.
Yep.
That's coming right here. Now you're holding on to the railing.
Right.
He's
and now he bites
you.
My hand. Yep.
Kicking you. In the face. In the face. Now he bites your hands to get you to let go of the rail.
Right.
Did he really bite your hand right there?
He did everything.
Really?
Everything he wasn't supposed to
this do. Is why you still dislike him to this day.
Right. That was a good yell.
That was pretty good.
That was a good yell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing was, the next one was the killer. He lifts me up with a drop kick and cracks two ribs.
Oh, garbage can.
Oh!
Garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, garbage can lit. Now you're crawling to the fire hydrant. Oh, kick.
There's no fight left at this point.
Oh, kick. You know, it's funny because the character knows not to raise a hand to Sonny.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
Of course not.
So the character knows that I just got to take a beating right now.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, I, you know, in real life I could have beat him, but then I would be dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I made it my decision that day never to do a fight scene again in the movie.
I wonder why.
Before we get into this next thing, it's kind of an announcement. I want to play this scene. Gianni's getting beaten up in The Godfather by Sonny. And the bite and the scream, to me, is the best. Garbage can. Oh, did I miss the bite? Damn it. All right. Not important.
Good bite, though.
Yeah.
Good scream.
AJ, recreate the bite.
Oh!
That's
perfect.
That's very good.
I actually bit myself. What an idiot.
Oh, looking for authenticity.
Yep. I get a shot.
What is this thing you're doing this week, Gianni?
Well, my co-writer of the book, Pat Picciarelli, he was an actual detective in New York. And it's funny, he grew up one block away from me, many years younger than me, but I was like a legend for him when he got in organized crime. He made it his duty that he was going to arrest me finally. And nobody ever arrested me because everybody thought I was doing something wrong. They knew I was doing something wrong, but they didn't know what it was. But now that he's retired, he actually has a detective agency, and he just got hired by this gentleman whose wife ran away after 30 years of marriage. He handed her divorce papers the other day, and she left. And she hasn't been seen.
Mm.
They traced her to Penn Station in New York, which now only gets worse because after they had the last photographs of her, she had a 3-carat diamond ring on, a full a winter coat, and she researched the Manhattan Bridge 3 different times. So this is a live case. We're going to go live. First time I'm going to be like doing like your news and doing an investigation on this case. This Wednesday night goes live. And anybody that listens to my podcast, they can tune in anytime they want. But this is an actual broadcast in New York City, a live investigation for a missing woman now that they assume she jumped off the bridge.
Wow.
And people don't realize there's three different currents at the Manhattan Bridge. It's where, you know, the Narrows meets the, you know, the whole,
right.
I mean, different waterways. And what the New York Police Department is saying, if she did jump because of that coat and the weight of that coat, the water would take in, she's not going to surface until the spring, till the water warms up.
Oh, my God.
Because she's frozen. So now everybody's in limbo unless Pat finds her somewhere. And they've been down in the tunnels, which I didn't even know, that in Penn Station. All this vacant tunnels, that these the men's tunnels and women's tunnels, wow, that they actually live in them. Oh. Nobody does anything about
it. That's wild.
But it's going to be an interesting show.
All right, we'll link up on the radio station website. Gianni Russo, thank you for coming on. Talk to you soon.
Love you, man.
All right, love you too, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.